Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to not die from the spiritual avalanche that is all set to come on Christians in America and actually throughout the world. And that's why Steve Hill, who you've probably heard of, the evangelist that was involved in the Brownsville, Pensacola, Florida revival that saw over 4 million people come in to experience the presence of God and countless hundreds of thousands, if not a million, made professions of faith throughout the whole area. And he had a vision. He was supposed to die, but God had mercy and restored him. He had this vision, and he is has to shout it from the rooftops. He has to have everyone know that the avalanche is coming. His brand new book, it's not in the bookstores yet. Briefly recap what that avalanche was in the dream, and then tell us more.
In the open vision, it was in full color early in the morning, and what I saw was a resort, a beautiful resort. Everyone was happy, restaurants, ski shops, and then everyone went to their hotels outside of a few men, and there was about 20. They hopped on helicopters, and they hopped on snowmobiles and manned anti-tank weapons. And because there was a snowfall coming in, it was almost a blizzard that was coming down, and they knew that if they did not destroy the snow, that many people would die. Now, the skiers, like today's Christians, are oblivious to much of the teaching, and the skiers are oblivious to the snowfall because snow looks like snow. The Bible says the devil comes as an angel of light. And so he's going to come in, and it's all going to look good. He will tickle your ears. He'll make you happy. And that's what was happening in this vision. And they began, after the snow fell, they began blowing up the mountains. They began shooting shells. And I want to share in this broadcast, if this is your first time to hear this vision, I want to share with you a conversation that I had immediately after I had the vision. I contacted the Colorado Ski Patrol because I wanted to know, what was I seeing, and was it valid? Was I seeing something that really happens? And so here's the overriding problem. The overriding problem is we're allowing teaching, and we feel in our spirit, Brother Sid, that it's wrong. But we're allowing it to come down and down and down. That's what I said in the title, that could kill millions. I put could in there because I don't want it to happen. And I know that if we man our posts as the ski patrols man their posts, then we can stop it from killing the spiritual lives of millions of people. And I had a call. Let me share with you one more thing. I had a call from the Eastern Bloc Nation. They called me up and they said, Pastor Hill, I'm in a large church. I'm the pastor. We have 2,000 members. And this was from Siberia. And he said, would you do me a favor? And I said, what do you want? He said, first of all, I want you to come here and preach. Second of all, would you stop all the teaching that is pouring in from your country and other Western-type countries? It is destroying our church and our people.
It's beyond my comprehension when I hear what I hear in TV, Christian TV, and Christian books, and Christian radio. And it's because it's like candy. It seems like the masses are buying this false teaching.
Well, why should we be surprised, Sid? And for those of you that are brand new in the Lord, as you read the Word, it should come as no surprise. This is all going to happen. It's going to happen in the last days. And when I talk about, this book is an educational book. It's not a mean book. I'm not running around bashing people. But I'm talking about things like the deification of man. That means lifting up man as God. All over the world, you can see this happening right now, where pastors being elevated. If the pastor said it, I believe it. Rather than seeking the scripture to see if the Spirit of the Lord is in this, people just jump in.
Yeah, you know, most Christians are not reading their Bible every day. If Christians were reading their Bible every day, they wouldn't fall for these things. I mean, it's the Bible says one thing, and the teachers are saying another. Give me a list of some of the areas you're covering in the book of false teaching.
I'm talking about the what I just mentioned, the deification of man, which is lifting up man as a god, and you don't have to be a scholar to understand that. Then I talk about universal reconciliation, and we cover this thoroughly, okay? We just don't jump on it and run off.
That means that everyone, even the devil, gets ultimately saved.
Everyone gets in, okay? And then we talk about how the teaching, modern-day teaching, is challenging the validity of the Word of God. Now, one of my good friends, if I mentioned his name, everyone would know who he was. One of my good friends just got back from a major nation, and he said, "Steve, it is spreading all over the country. They are teaching that there are no judgments. There's no great white throne judgment. There's no judgment seat of Christ, and there's no once to die after this the judgment." He said they've already gone through the submissive and the fun and the party grace message. Now they're going into the judgment. He said they're picking apart the Word of God, taking what they want to eat, and spitting out the rest. And it's our job, Sid. I'm going to raise up my voice. I mean, I'm not going to.
Okay, but you know, here's the problem. People don't know the Bible that well. They hear teaching. It sounds wonderful. It makes them feel good because it's feel-good teaching. And it's almost like, and it's they don't even tell what they really believe. You have to get into their books to find it out. It's almost a Pied Piper, but by the time you're hooked, it's too late.
One pastor said in the area, he taught this in his pastor's school. I know because we sent some of our pastors to the school. And he said, when you're pastoring, do not ever let the people know what you believe. He said, just get them in and get them out. Don't let them know what you believe. Later on, you can talk more about that, but don't let them ever know what you believe. That means no blood, no cross, no altar calls, no, you know, it's appointed unto man once to die after that, the judgment, you know, the rapture, all this. Don't talk about any of that.
Yeah, and by the way, that's what I'm saying to you. They are just talking about what people want to hear. They're just, and they're, it's not only, many of them, it's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying.
Exactly. There's a chapter in the book called All the Words in Red. Now, I happen to have a copy of a book called The Red Letters, okay? Now, there is an old book called The Words in Red. I think that's the title. I'm trying to find it because you know, Sid, that I collect old books. I've got 4,000 old books. I just love them. And, but if you read The Words in Red, I had devotions the other day in this book, just The Words in Red. Now, it's all Bible. And yes, in the Old Testament, God spoke also, and yeah, that should all be in red. And what if theologians, I'm not there with you, okay? Just relax, okay? I'm not here to fight with you. I'm just saying that these are the things Jesus taught. And if pastors would just teach what Jesus taught, we would see revival in this nation. No doubt about it.
Steve, tell me why you're so concerned right now. I had a dream. I know Jesus is coming back soon. I know that. He told me he is coming back soon. Now, every generation has said he's coming back soon, but we've never had a generation like this that has seen so much Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Ever. The prophecies are being fulfilled. You do not have to be a scholar to see the signs, and there's another chapter in the book, The Signs of the Times, and it all has to do with skiing and Christianity. Okay, the parallels are going to absolutely blow your mind. You'll not only enjoy them, but your mind, your spiritual mind, will be so filled with truth. And I can't, you know, I want to somehow, Sid, you know what I'm talking about. I just want to get this into people's heads and say, listen, because there is not much time left. Let me say one more thing. Do we got half a minute?
We have more than that. Go ahead.
I called the Colorado Ski Patrol after I had the vision. I called a friend up in Colorado. She lives in a major resort. And in an hour, the ski patrol called me back. And I began walking around the kitchen with my phone, listening to this young man talk about his job as a ski patrolman. And he said, Mr. Hill, everything that you heard, everything that you saw in what you call a vision, and it was obvious that he didn't know the Lord, but everything that you saw is everything that happens here. He said, the vacationers they come in here, they want a perfect resort, just like people want a perfect church. They pay their dues, they pay for the hotels and all, and then I'm going in my mind, we pay our tithes, I'm just looking at all, you know, and we expect a nice, comfortable church to go to. And then he said this, he said, Mr. Hill, can I say something to you? He said, personally, I man an anti-tank weapon. He said, my shells shoot 5 miles into the mountains. And he said, we destroy everything. Then he said this. He said, we destroy all the avalanches. Then he said this. Do you want to know why people die in avalanches? And I was already weeping, Sid. I was crying my eyes out. And my cell phone was soaked. And he said, you want to know why they die? He said, because they don't listen to me. And his voice began to crack. He said, I warn them not to go, but they go anyway. They're arrogant.
Steve, I'm sorry. We have to stop here. We're out of time, but I've got to get this book in your hands as soon as possible. We have it even before the bookstores. It's called Spiritual Avalanche, subtitled The Threat of False Teachings That Could Destroy Millions. And this is a vision from God. And when God speaks, you better listen and you better heed. And it explains it in detail. Plus 5 CDs. I want Steve to personally mentor you with these 5 CDs on operating in the miraculous. I don't know anyone else that has seen as many miracles and salvations as Steve. And we're bonusing this very unique DVD by Steve Hill, which is his television show and ministry time done after the shoot. Off the charts. Available for a gift of $45. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.